First of all, we should express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us this opportunity of gathering in His house. First of all, my respected brothers, for having performed our Isha Salat with Jamaat. We find, my respected brothers, we have heard this hadith time and again, but by way of a reminder, we shall mention it once again, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man salla al-isha'a fi jama'atin faka'annama qama nisfa al-layl, wa man salla subha fi jama'atin faka'annama qama al-layla kullahu aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." That individual who had performed his Isha Salat with Jama'at, it is as if he had spent half the night in Salah, and that person who performed his Fajr Salat with Jama'at, it is as if he had spent the entire night in Salah. So we find, my respected brothers, Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion for His creation is such that on attending the Isha and Fajr Salat with Jama'at, Allah Ta'ala is prepared to give a person the sawab of spending the entire night in Ibadat. We find that Alhamdulillah, quite a good crowd gathered on this Isha Salah. It is to be hoped and prayed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that upon hearing this hadith, some shock, some inclination is created within us, that also tomorrow morning Fajr time when that azan goes, we cause ourselves to be present. We find, my respected brothers, we find it is mentioned in the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a person who misses his Fajr Salat with Jamaat, the angels address that person as, "Oh, you transgressor." We find that the angels are such creations of Allah Ta'ala that we cannot see them. They are a creation made from Noor. They are a creation made from celestial light. But the fact that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us of this, who likes to be called a transgressor? Who likes to be addressed in this fashion? The person who misses his Maghrib Salat with Jamaat, the person who misses his Maghrib Salat, it is said that the angels address that person as, "Oh, you kafir. Oh, you person who has gone out of the pale of Islam." This is for us as a means of reminder for us to think and become aware of these things. We find that Salah upon Salah tends to go and nothing happens to us. We do not consider, we do not ponder in that direction. My respected brothers, we find that many of us may have gathered because in commemoration of the occasion of Mi'raj, which Nabi Kareem, the gift which Allah Ta'ala granted to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the accolade which Allah Ta'ala gave to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah Ta'ala took him in one night from his home in Makkatul Mukarramah, right to Baytul Maqdis, and then to the seven heavens, wherein he spoke directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my respected brothers, what was the meaning and what was the message behind that Mi'raj? What was the gift that was given to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the occasion of Mi'raj? That was the five times daily salah. We the Ummatis who become so happy and so elated when we hear of the occasion of Mi'raj, we become so happy to speak about the occasion of Mi'raj, but the sad and the tragic part of it, my respected brothers, is that the message and the gift which was given on the occasion of Mi'raj, how much of attention is the general Ummah giving in that direction? Fajr Salah, my respected brothers, one or two stuffs are found in the masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that even if you have to crawl to the masjid, do not miss your Isha and Fajr Salah to Jamaat. How much of attention is the Ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving to this warning by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In the time of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only an open and a clear-cut munafiq would not attend his Isha and Fajr Salah to Jamaat. A person who was a declared and outright munafiq would not be found in the masjid for salat with jamaat. My respected brothers, what is the condition, what is the general halat of the ummah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that man fatathu salatul asri faka'annama wutira ahluhu wa maluhu aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That person who misses his asr salat with jamaat, it is as if his entire wealth, if his entire family has become destroyed. It is a mafhum of a hadith that to a mu'min, when he breaks the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is like a rock that is over his head that is going to crush him at any moment. That is the severity with which a mu'min considers breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a munafiq considers breaking the command of Allah ta'ala like a fly that has settled on his nose. It just does like this and that fly is gone away. No trouble, no effect upon the heart of that person. When Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that to just miss this one salah is the tragedy, and the effect of it should be such like losing your entire family and wealth. That is on the one hand the hadith of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and on the other hand the halat of the mu'mineen today, when namaz upon namaz goes, nothing happens to our heart. We do not even think in that direction. We go on a little outing, we go to some wedding, that is a sufficient excuse for us to miss that one salah. We are a little bit tired today, that is another excuse for us to miss another salah. My respected brothers, we have gone very, very far away from the teachings of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it is about time, it is about time for us to realize and for us to think in this direction. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that بين العبد وبين الكفر والشرك ترك الصلاة كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the criterion between a person, between iman and between kufr and shirk, the criterion, the dividing line is performing of salah. We find that in an Islamic state, we have mentioned this before, my respected brothers, that so vehement and so severe are the warnings given to us by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the fuqaha ikram, the a'immah mujtahideen, those who have studied the ahadith and extracted laws out from these ahadith, we find that they give such rulings that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the founder of the Hanbali Mazhab, says that in an Islamic state, if a person is found not performing his salah, such a person is a murtad, he has become a kafir, and such a person should be put to death. Imam Shafi and Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhima say, these are the founders of the Maliki and the Shafi Mazhab, they say that in an Islamic state, if a person is not regular concerning his salah, he does not perform his salah, then such a person should be put to death. Imam Abu Hanifa, perhaps we are followers of the Hanafi Mazhab, the lightest Mazhab, he says that in an Islamic state, if a person does not perform his salah, such a person will be taken and put in jail for the rest of his life, and he will be beaten every day until he starts performing his salah. We find, my respected brothers, they have not extracted these hukam, these ahkam, these rulings based on their desires. It is because of the severity, it is because the hurt that used to be caused to Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when the ummati would miss his namaz. We find in a riwayat, on one safar, on one journey, Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to relieve himself. When he came back, he saw the mother of some birds. He could see that she was very pareshan, she was very worried. He asked the sahaba, what is the cause of the worry to this bird? They explained that we had taken her children, we had separated her from her children. Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could not tolerate. He was sent as rahmatul alameen, he was sent as a mercy unto mankind. His heart could not tolerate the hurt that this bird was being caused. Yet on the other hand, so great and so intense the effect of the people not performing the salah in the masjid would be on Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he said that I wish I could order the youngsters that they may gather firewood, then I would like to go to the homes of those people who do not perform their salah in the masjid. And then, my respected brothers, the words of the riwayat are, not that I would like to burn those homes, but فَأُحَرِّقُهَا عَلَيْهِمْ رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying that I would like to burn those homes with those people inside those homes. This was the type of effect that the missing of salah, because my respected brothers, Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw that which we did not see. Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew that which we did not know. Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew the effect and the harm that will come upon the ummah if we begin to neglect the salah. My respected brothers, the first and the most fundamental thing after iman, what is the condition of the ummah? What is our attitude towards the salah? We find Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. We find that there is an English saying, it is said that the first impression is the lasting one. Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the first thing on the day of judgment concerning which Allah will take your hisab, concerning which Allah will take reckoning, is your salah. فَإِنْ صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ. If that is found correct, then all the various other amal will become easy. وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ. If your salah is found wanting, if you are a don't care attitude to your salah, then فَسَدَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ. Then, my respected brothers, that reckoning and that hisab will become very, very difficult for us. So we find that while we have life, while we have the opportunity, we have to think and ponder, look at the ahadith, look at the lives of the sahaba, look at the type of attention they gave towards their salah. And my respected brothers, 5 daily salah is not a difficult thing. We find that when Allah Ta'ala is sustaining us, Allah has given us this life, Allah Ta'ala is giving us the air which we breathe, everything we have is solely from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. None of us even asked for it. Allah Ta'ala could have created us from amongst the birds, birds. He could have created us from amongst the insects. He could have created us from amongst the inanimate objects. He could have made us from amongst the stones. But without our asking, Allah Ta'ala created us from the ashraful makhluqat, the greatest creation, the paragon of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala created us from insan. My respected brothers, when Allah has given us so much, is it such a great thing that Allah Ta'ala lays upon us that 5 times daily we should place our head before Allah Ta'ala and give shukr to Allah Ta'ala, show our gratitude to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and fulfill this fariza of deen. We find, my respected brothers, Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali, many of us may have heard his name before. We find that Bukhari Sharif, it is said that it is asahul kutub ba'da kitabillah, that it is the most authentic book after the kitabullah. Such exertion he underwent in order to collect and in order to sift through the various ahadith, in order to ensure that whatever he included in his collection of ahadith was absolutely authentic. It is said from something like 600,000 ahadith, he chose and he compiled Bukhari Sharif down to about 10 or 11,000 ahadith. Such mehnat, such effort he underwent. We find that he brings different chapters in Bukhari Sharif. One chapter he brings wherein he mentions that what is the extent of the sickness, or what is the extent of the excuse which will cause a person to say, okay, it is okay for me today not to perform my salah in my masjid, or not to perform my salah. He brings a chapter like that, and underneath that chapter, my respected brothers, it is for us to think, look at the riwayat, look at the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which he brings underneath that chapter. He brings this hadith wherein the time of the wafat, the time of the passing away of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is narrated, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was absolutely weak. He was going through a very, very difficult illness. And we find that on this occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to perform his salah at home. He could not even get up from his bed for a few days. The illness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after which he left this world, was about 13 or 14 days. We find that during that period, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered that a great amount of water should be brought. And he bathed in this water a few times in order to get some strength, in order to get some chusti in his body. Finally, he was able to get up from that bed. And we find that in this hadith, it is mentioned that on the one hand, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, and on the other side, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, are carrying the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his feet are dragging on the floor, and he is taken to the masjid in order to perform his salah in this condition. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi brings this particular riwayat under the chapter that what is the extent of the excuse which will enable a person not to perform his salah in the masjid. And he brings the example of where the Nabi of Allah ta'ala, the most beloved creation of Allah ta'ala, was carried by two people with his feet dragging on the floor in order to perform his salah in the masjid. For us, the ummati of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we who are swimming in our sins, we are time and again breaking the command of Allah Ta'ala, for us to think and realize, how much of attention am I giving towards my salah? Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu narrates that on one occasion, annahu dhakara salata yawman, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned concerning salah, and he said, man hafadha alayha kanat lahu nuru wa burhanu wa najati yawm al-qiyamah, that person who will look after his 5 daily salah, then Allah Ta'ala becomes so pleased with that person that Allah Ta'ala makes the salah a means of nur. It makes it a means of light, celestial light, burhan, a proof, najat, salvation from the fire of Jahannam for that person on the day of judgment. And on the other hand, that person, وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظَ عَلَيْهَا, that person who does not look after his salah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ نُور وَلَا بُرْهَان وَلَا نَجَاتِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَكَانَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَأُبَيَّ بِنْ خَلَفَ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, that person will have no nur, he will have no light, there will be no proof, there will be no najat, no salvation. My respected brothers, think for ourselves. The Quran has painted the manzar, the Quran has shown us the scene that will be found on the day of judgment. This is haqiqat, it is reality. It is for us to think and wonder and ponder over it. How much of preparation are we making? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran himself, ya ayyuhan nasu taqoo rabbakum, that O people, fear your Lord, inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim, verily the tremor of Qiyamah is something very, very great. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ, the fear and the fright on that day will be so intense that you will see that a breastfeeding mother will abort that child. She will not be interested in breastfeeding a child. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا, and a pregnant woman will abort her child. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى, and you will see people, because the fear and the worry is so great, the sun will be brought right over their heads. People will be swimming in their own perspiration, that the fear will be such that وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى, it will seem as if the people are in a drunken stupor. stupor, you will think that they are drunk. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. The Quran says that they are not drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the azab of Allah Ta'ala is so intense, it is so severe. My respected brothers, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sadiqul Mazduq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not one word of lie passed his lips. He said that if you look after these five daily salah, then on that day when you will need it more than any other time, the salah will now become nur. It will now become a burhan. It will now become salvation for you on that day. And if you will not look after it, then there will be no nur, there will be no proof, there will be no salvation, and your hashar will take place. وَكَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ فِرْعَوْنَ. With Fir'aun, the greatest enemy of Allah Ta'ala, who on this world said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, that I am your Rabb, I am Allah, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. With such people, the hashar of the person who does not worry about his salah will take place in that day. It is for us to think and for us to realize. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said that لَا حَظَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةِ, that there is no share in Islam for that person who does not perform his salah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, مَنْ لَمْ يُصَلِّ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ, that person who does not perform his salah, he is a kafir, he has gone out of the faith of Islam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Buraida radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, such eminent sahaba were of the opinion that if a person is neglectful concerning his salah, such a person becomes a kafir and he goes out of the pale of Islam.